Macmillan Audio presents Infomocracy by Malka Older. Read for you by Christine Marshall. To the Ones I Love. Chapter 1. The sign on the defunct pachinko parlor proclaims 21st century, but the style, kanji and neon outlined in individual light bulbs, who does that? Suggests it was named at a time when that was a bold look toward the future, not a statement of fact that has been accurate for more than 60 years. As Ken watches the sign draw closer and closer on his dashboard, he wonders whether the place closed as a consequence of gambling becoming illegal when that canton split off from what used to be Japan, or whether it was a function of its location on a nameless stretch of highway between two tiny towns, one of which no longer exists. He doesn't care enough to check. What is important is that it is closed, and likely to remain so, and unlikely to be watched. He gets a shock as an old-fashioned bicycle tootles by the building on his display, the rider a cocoon of parkas and scarves. It's a live feed? Ken cares enough to check on that, but is reassured to find that the camera has been focused there for almost 3 years, apparently in response to teenagers joyriding in search of ghosts. Ken shrugs mentally. He'll have to hope no one who knows enough to pay attention to him is watching. The odds are pretty good, given how many feeds there are out there and how few people know they should be interested in his actions. After months of campaign research in dense potential domino sentinels, the solitude out here is putting Ken on edge. It's a strange place to meet that happened to be convenient for both him and his contact. He took the ferry over from Korea to the west coast of Japan. The plan was just to